USA News. I'm Jerry Barnash. New Yorkers and tourists are converging in full effect on Times Square to ring in 2023, the first time in 3 years. After years of declining health, former Pope Benedict XVI passed away Saturday following years of declining health. He was 95.
Benedict's papacy began in 2005 following the death of John Paul II. In 2013, Benedict shocked the world by making the almost unprecedented decision to resign from his position, citing, quote, advanced age.
So for me, it was a joy to walk with you over the past few years in the light of the presence of the Lord during the past 8 years. We lived with faith, very beautiful moments of radiant light.
Benedict's announcement marked the first time that a Pope had stepped down in nearly 600 years. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is condemning Russia for spreading terror after a series of missile attacks on New Year's Eve. Zelensky used his Saturday address to vow that Moscow will not be forgiven for deadly attacks on holidays, including Easter and Christmas. A graduate student is facing murder charges in the University of Idaho stabbing murders. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry says 28-year-old Brian Koberger is in custody after being arrested in Pennsylvania in connection to the crimes. The estate of Dodger fixture Vin Scully has a buyer.
The nearly 2-acre estate dubbed Home Plate sold for $14 million. The 2-story home, located about 30 miles from Dodger Stadium, features 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, crystal chandeliers, oak floors, a movie theater, a wine cellar, and a game room. Then there's the lawns and patios leading to a putting green, a swimming pool, and a tennis court. The late Hall of Fame sportscaster paid $12 million for the property in 2009. His daughter, real estate agent Kat Scully, handled the sale. I'm Kenneth Burns.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News. 2022.
The Supreme Court of the United States made big news twice. First, the addition of the first African-American woman justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I am truly humbled by the extraordinary honor of this nomination.
Then, for the first time in history, the court rescinded a right that it had specifically granted, the right of a woman to have an abortion.
Joy that it was finally overturned, but the determination, a feeling determination that the battle is not over.
An abortion fell outside the court after the announcement of the 5-4 vote striking down the nearly 50-year-old Roe v. Wade ruling. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, the Roe decision was egregiously wrong.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people.
President Biden called it a sad day for the court and the country. The ruling did not explicitly ban abortions, it just made it no longer a constitutional right. It kicked the question back to the states, and many had so-called trigger laws already in place, imposing immediate bans once the High Court cleared the way. And going forward, Justice Clarence Thomas called on the court to revisit other past opinions, including contraception and same-sex marriage. 2022 in Review, I'm Richard Johnson.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!